What's up, everybody, man? I want to thank y'all for tuning in to us on the Fade Hour. This is a live podcast, and I'm your host as usual. I'm all representing Bruising Boxing, Ringside Rave. What I'm going to do is go ahead and kicking around in my room to my fellas, and then we're going to quickly get into this tonight.
What up, y'all? This your boy News representing Ringside Rave all day. Y'all know what it is with me, man. First of all, I ain't in my room. I'm in the back cave. And I'm rolling up a little bit of the OG Kush, you know what I'm saying? Back to it, you know what I'm saying? My trusty sidekick, y'all already know what it is of me.
Hey, man, it's your boy Smoke at Free Smoke Boxing by the way of Ringside Rave. And if News is in the Batcave, I'm in the smoke shop.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's Pat Scorp, the New England representative, man. And I'm at my own damn place right now, sipping on this red wine. So, let's get to us, man.
What up, y'all? This is your boy P, repping Ringside Rave and Bodega Boxing. And you already know I'm in the back of the bodega tonight, as usual. I got me some Bacardi with cherry Coke, and I got me some Welch's fruit snacks to munch on.
A hot meal.
What's up, y'all? It's Leon, and I'm where I'm always at the champ side.
Man, yeah, like I said, thank y'all for joining us live tonight. The topics we're going to discuss, obviously, we're going to get into the AJ and Big Baby Miller press conference, and then we're going to stay in the heavyweight division tonight and talk about the Deontay Wilder. You know, I kind of proclaim himself as a free agent. And what's his next move? And also the same with Tyson Fury, with news coming out that he signed with, a few fight agreements with Top Rank. But yeah, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it, man. We're going to go Royal Rumble style, which is we all going to get in where we fit in. Usually we swing it around the room when we discuss the topic, but we feel this format is better where, hey, you got to get in where you fit in. So, yeah, let's just go ahead and get into it, man. How are y'all thoughts about the press conference and, everything? You know, it's just,
talk.
Yeah.
Let me get to it. So right away, I heard just various parts of the press conference, basically when they were trying to talk shit to each other. And I saw the big push by Big Baby Miller. And I got the same, man. Those two dudes do not know how to talk shit to each other. They were spouting off insults to the sounds of crickets.
I pay your mom's rent.
Yeah. I pay your mama's rent.
Right.
Funnier in text than it was in, than it was hearing it. But all that being said, I think that Big Baby is going to bring the best effort he can, and hopefully with one of his punches, he can move him as far as he did with that push.
I mean, I felt like watching an Anchorman, like shit just escalated very quickly. Like, as soon as them niggas came together, man, Big Baby got in his Brooklyn shit, push that nigga away, what I'm saying? And after
that, he was on his BK shit.
Shit
just deteriorated from there. Now, in terms of them going back and forth about moms, I wasn't expecting that. I don't usually hear mom insults from two big niggas that are boxing. it was what it is. It didn't really move me or whatever.
Right.
Femi, or Anthony Joshua, for people who don't understand, who don't know what to really call him, he did get him with the whole PED user thing, and I did get a little chuckle when he, about the mama and the landlord thing. I thought that was kind of funny, but then after that though, it was just dozens of the moms, stuff that most of us have done before, man, and did get tiring, man.
That was so stupid.
Man, first thing, the only thing I took from the press conference was, hey, man, Big Baby, you my dog, but don't be throwing shade at my dog, Charles Martin, bro. Like, I ain't like that shit one bit, brother. Like,
none of us should be surprised that it was cringeworthy because Joshua is from the UK, and British people trying to talk shit is not, like, it's so corny when they try to talk shit.
Because of the accent.
Right.
I'm gonna
the
say
the coldest part of.
Go ahead. Man.
No, go. You got it,
man. I'm gonna say this, man. Now, of course, I'm on, you know, the big baby train. You know what I'm saying? I seen Anthony Joshua coming up to the stage. Anthony looked like Big Baby gave him a look, you know what I mean? Didn't like his swag as he approached him. You know what I'm saying? Backtracked him. However, man, I don't know, man. That the Anthony Joshua that came out with that press conference, man. I don't know. He was talking crazy reckless to Big Baby.
Yeah, he was.
Like, personally, listen. Personally, me and AJ would have been fighting at the press conference. There is no way in the world he would have got through the second part of his sentence. After we started off with Jarrell Miller's a little bit, we would have been fighting. I'm telling y'all. Like, the Anthony Joshua was definitely in his bag. Like Big Baby said, you got to be a humble. You got to be a role model. I don't. He said that Anthony Joshua was still calling them all types of pussies, all kind of bitch, all types of talking about your mom, this and that, and the third. Now, he did have an accent. You know, he did have an accent. But forgive me, I'm a Dipset fan. They put me on the SAS back in the day.
Yeah, straight out.
You know what I'm saying? I'm good with the English accent, baby. I know what's up. And Anthony Joshua was real talking real hot to Big Baby, man. I don't know how they took it. But he was, I liked it. I like that's the type of fire I was talking about that I wanted to see him talking about to Deontay Wilder. So
yeah,
personally,
I felt like
the push. Well, this all started back in the DAZN revealing when Povetkin and Joshua was squaring off, right? Big Baby was talking that shit then. So that energy helped him get the fight. So then when the press conference started, like the first thing that happened is he put his hands on him and that set the tone. That's why we got the Joshua that we did. And I thought that was a good thing for this fight, to sell the fight. And the craziest part about the Joshua shit with the mamas is that, I don't know if y'all saw the clips, but he said, where's your mama? And then it wasn't in that same clip, though. It was two different times he asked where she was at. He said, but for real, where's she at? And then he winked at her and blew her a kiss and all that shit. What? He was like, he said, you look beautiful today. He said, you look beautiful today. And then he was like, thanks for coming to see me. He said, I'm sorry about your son. He talking straight to this man, mama, son.
Right. Damn.
That shit was crazy. Gross. I was loving it, though. I was loving it. It's pure entertainment.
I only seen Anthony Joshua hyped up like that one time before, and that was
Dillian White.
Steve. Yeah.
Brazil, too.
He started. Yep. He was talking bad greasy about Dillian White. I mean, even in that Lennox Lewis accent, like, shit was like, I don't know. I ain't trying to fight this dude today.
Big Baby shit, got up to leave, and Joshua was like, where you going? I'm in your city. Where you going?
Right.
That's the real Femi people. I mean, that's how he is. I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's act, but that's how he really is when he's, you know, when he's off camera.
We know that.
How you know?
His fans don't know that.
Yeah. How you know?
Right. No, but in this particular case, though, you know,
smoke silly.
To trigger him. So that's what you got. You know. I mean, you can't. I mean, that's an African man. You can't fuck around with no African man. So that's the. I feel an ass whooping is going to be coming to Big Baby.
I think that they, what's it called? It's the zone. You know, we've seen Big Baby fight, what, four
Nobody.
Times in the last 4 months? I think that they wrote out, that script damn good. And, you know, Big Baby's the entertainer. And they're trying to hype this fight up from the first press conference. Because let's be real, on paper, in the ring, it's not the best fight. But I think Anthony Joshua actually took a little bit of a psychological W there.
I just think I just look at this fight from the outside looking in, like wrestling, like how they used to do with Hogan and Cena, how they used to build up some big-ass villain. And, you know, oh, shit, is it in the Hulkamania? Now we all know what happened when the shit kick off, dog. I fuck with Big Baby, but I'm not seeing him get a great day, dog.
I don't know why people are like about this, because outside of the other top two guys at heavyweight, this is probably the best guy.
Yeah, this most obvious fight we have, right?
So like, I don't even know why dudes are blah. It's a fresh face.
Right? I like it, but I think
that. The thing that Joshua said though is that, and it's true, is that it wouldn't have mattered if it was Joshua up there or Fury up there or Wilder up there. Big Baby would have been the same Big Baby.
Yeah,
he probably would have had the same energy with all of them. So it ain't even about Joshua. It's just that's who he is, and that's how he's getting these fights. And just like all these guys is trying to position themselves to get that big payday, get a big network payday, Big Baby can do that. He don't even have to win. He just got to be an option, a healthy option, because the top guys is tiptoeing around each other. So all the other guys underneath them got opportunities, the Brazils, the whites. It's wide open for them.
I'm going to say this. If Big Baby hits Anthony Joshua with a 1-2, that makes Anthony Joshua think about it, and he loses every single round, he will have made himself so much money.
Man,
he buzzes him one time.
Think so?
Yeah, I mean, Dillian White did too, and he still got KO'd. You know
Dillian
what I'm saying?
White's got the swag of a substitute teacher, bro.
I know, but I'm saying I know you're right, but I'm saying he stunned AJ, but you know, he can't go out there and stun him. What you said, probably, I don't see it happening. Him just wiping out AJ, dog.
No.
I get where
you're
coming
I'm
from.
I'm saying if he lands a couple punches,
he has more right
that are effective. I'm talking like Instagram, like highlights. Then he made himself 10 times the bag that he already got.
Yeah, but
because he got that swag,
he don't land those punches.
Shit, unless he gets slumped himself, you roll that too.
He don't land those, but he don't. But he don't even land those punches. Even he got what? He got 23 wins, no losses, one draw. I believe 20 or 19 by knockout.
I mean, the only time they actually got actually really hit somebody was Adamek, who was ancient and already worn out from all the wars he's had. That's really the only time he's actually brutally knocked out anybody.
Man, he's not brutally Anthony Joshua, man. No.
I ain't talking about any of that.
He's just talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about if he throws a left hook to the liver, and Anthony Joshua retreats, and you can capture that and put it on Instagram, he made himself famous.
You mean I don't know, man.
I don't see it because I mean AJ done been hit a few times and hurt, but it don't.
I mean,
Vlad actually dropped him. How old was Vlad in that fight? What's that? He was 40 something, but it's gonna be about the end result in this fight, bro. Like, you know, if he do that but end up getting knocked the fuck out, that's what we gonna remember. We gonna be like, oh, he knocked AJ a stun though. We gonna remember him getting flattened if that's his end result.
You know, Big Baby has to do a lot more than just hurt the guy. I mean, he's not going to make himself any money just hurting him once. And especially if, let's say, if the fight doesn't end up being close or, let's say, he gets that's pretty much how that's going to go.
His bigger challenge is that he's on the zone with not a lot of heavyweights because he still haven't fought Fury. He still haven't fought Wilder. He still haven't fought Brazil. So he's still got fights
out there. Right.
So I'm going to just say this. Say what you will about all of that. Klitschko dropped Joshua. And if Klitschko at 42 or 48 or however old he was, seriously, and you say people don't remember that, people remember that fight, obviously, because of the knockout, but they don't forget that it was a fight of the year that Anthony Joshua won by the skin of his teeth.
But Miller ain't the fighter the Klitschko was.
Right,
though.
No,
exactly.
Not even close to the fighter, though.
Let me rephrase. Big Burger ain't a top 20. And I say that with respect, Jarrell.
That sounded disrespectful though, bro.
I'd like to see who you actually have in your top 20 for heavyweights.
Big Baby definitely top. I think Big Baby top 6. So, however, I just feel like, man, at the end of the day, when I talk about welterweights, featherweights, lightweights, any weight, I say the same thing. the skilled fighter is the fighter I always go with, right? I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Skilled fighter.
Yeah.
However, you cannot give one fighter all the advantages. Anthony Joshua has all the advantages. He has maybe he's a bigger person, pause, stronger, faster, more agile.
If it go to the cards.
I think he has better stamina. I mean, just because Big Baby throws 1,000 punches a fight, it seems like, and he's only landing the come, he's throwing pity pat punches too. I mean, you're a big guy. I mean, hell, if I hit somebody with half my strength, I'm still going to hurt you. You still gas out throwing pity pat punches. To me, that to me, I don't think he has enough stamina. I think Joshua has a better tank than him, and I think that Anthony Joshua hits harder than him. I think Anthony Joshua has the big fight experience. I think Anthony Joshua has all of the attributes that you would say who wins the fight. The only thing that Big Baby has coming into the fight is I thought he was the better trash talker, but he's down 1-0. You know what I mean? Like, Anthony Joshua
got a fight. Joshua was pretty silent when he brought up the Roid shit. PDs. And DeZone and them actually didn't even repost that on the replay. On the live broadcast.
How do you gain 25 pounds in between?
I mean, how do you call fight? How do you say anything about PEDs when you already give him a buster for PEDs though?
I'm about to say, but didn't he
Big Baby.
Big Baby.
Yeah,
he can't say anything about Anthony Joshua using PD. I heard him say it, but I mean, you could say whatever. He was also using your mama jokes. He lost that one.
Yeah,
like, he lost that one, bro. Like, this dude was using mama jokes. Like, come on, man.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe your mama joke's been played out. To me, your mama joke's been played out since Will Devamarama been hot. Like, I don't know.
I got Anthony Joshua took that press conference. I got him up 1-0.
There's gonna be 12 more, so it's like
I just don't see what's the point of pissing off Anthony Joshua. Like, if anything, you should let him not be focused on you so that you can have the element of surprise. Because if he trains for you, like, you can actually defeat him. Like, you're actually Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury, you may get a totally different Anthony Joshua than Joseph Parker fought. Different Anthony Joshua than Carlos Takem fought.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this.
Go ahead before we transition to our next question.
Miller, Big Baby, is all about getting that bag, and he secured a fight with Anthony Joshua that people are talking about, despite the fact that it's on DAZN. So, I mean, that says a lot.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, he probably going to get served up something serious, but, you know.
And I bet the UK fans hate him right now, and that's a beautiful thing.
They double hate him because he's African-American.
They got a villain now, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all said, so that's perfect for the fight.
Oh, shit, did I say that on there?
Nah.
I can't, you know, UK fans, listen, man. I love fans. But at the end of the day, they about to take over Madison Square Garden come June 1st. Because Anthony, Big Baby and that man said, I'm the landlord. I just came over here to collect rent.
Like,
come
on,
man.
Landlord.
Yeah,
when he was in Brooklyn. He traveled over to Queens and stopped at Nas's crib. Took some leftover jokes from fucking Ether. I'm your mom's landlord.
Man, yo, nice and all, but keeping it on UK boxes, man. How do y'all feel about the Fury signing with Top Rank, and also what could that do to the rematch?
Go ahead, Pete. I just want to say one thing. Fuck Bob Arum.
Why?
This fight
go into detail.
I'm so mad because this fight was basically in the bag. And then all of a sudden, fucking Bob Arum comes in, swoops in. Now the goal, now we was at the 5-yard line with him making this rematch. Now it's probably a fucking sack and it's at the 15 right now. So now it's going to be going further. Man, this shit is fucking whack. And I already remember something about Fury saying something about, you know, like his health and shit like that. So you know Arum's going to like try to make it difficult, like give him like a fucking tune-up or two and then make them marinate that shit. This shit will probably happen at the same time Juan Ma and Gamboa fight. God right. Damn.
Well, why would Fury even do this?
Why are we mad? Why are you mad at Arum?
Aaron just offered him. Fury signed it.
Yeah,
he signed
Aaron got the bag. That's all. That's the only difference is that PBC and Heyman. I'm not getting mad at him getting the bag.
I'm mad at the fact that this is gonna fucking ruin like potentially, you know,
right, possibly ruining, right.
Like what you about supposed to have
if they what you about to say, Leon?
If they taking care of Fury on that side, then I mean I think it's fucked up that Fury. Well, Wilder was trying to use Fury to position himself, and because how Fury performed, Fury positioned himself even better. Absolutely. Think about it. This dude got 3 fights in like 3 or 4 years, and he coming off of all this bullshit. He ain't fighting nobody before. I mean, in between Klitschko and Wilder, and they gave him $80 million.
Yo, he hit a lick.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at
Heyman like that's what you're gonna give me for the rematch. Okay, let me go see. Okay, let me see what they talking about. They gave him the bag.
Wait a minute. Not 80 million.
$80 million.
Damn. I didn't see the amount, but shit, God, yeah. I mean,
and that's exclusive to ESPN, so he ain't fighting nowhere else but ESPN. So cancel all them fights. Cancel all of them.
Exactly, and here comes the negotiation issues. Cause is he gonna have like I don't think Wilder's gonna go fight. I don't think his team is gonna let him go fight on ESPN.
Bro, Showtime built the first fight. They gonna let Wilder go fight on ESPN now? I don't think so.
Yo,
hell no.
So now we back to where we was a year ago.
Yeah,
basically.
No,
this is Crawford Spence right now.
No, we really not, because at the end of the day, I actually like the move. I like the move getting Fury out the way, because I didn't want Fury versus Wilder in the first place. I seen it. The fight was cool. Wilder should have got his knockout W. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to see Wilder versus Joshua. Fury out the way.
That's definitely not going to happen. We need closure. Listen, man, it can happen.
It can happen, because, listen, Wilder ain't tied to no network. Top Rank, Bob Arum is. I'm sorry, Fury is, and Joshua is. Wilder's not. He can fight on ESPN. He can fight on DAZN. He doesn't want to.
I'm calling ducktails on that.
He don't.
We're going to see within the next month.
We ain't never heard of Deontay Wilder having an exclusive contract.
Ever. Maybe not technically, but I think it's a little.
Listen, man, if we want to talk about network, bro,
Showtime has been invested in him all these years. Right. They're gonna let him go fight the next biggest fight on ESPN? No, sir.
It's not happening. Showtime just said
it just came out that Showtime is not even gonna have any fights next year. 2 fights. Wasn't gonna be both Deontay Wilder fights and nobody.
I'm talking about 2020.
That's when they were talking about him and Joshua. Like they only have two fights as a whole cable network in over 365 days. Two fights.
Yo, come on,
man.
Hey, Pat, you stupid, Pat.
That's the stuff that comes true.
Oh, there he go.
Well, they always got Fox. I see Fox before I see ESPN.
Showtime's really only showing like 2 fights. What the fuck?
Yeah, they said they only showing 2 fights next year in 2020.
Crawford Spence.
I'm about to snip on that subscription of Showtime.
Man, don't do me like this, Showtime.
So it's like Wilder's gonna have to go somewhere. Like at the end of the day, man. At the end of the day, somebody has to get up and do something. Joshua is over here in the U.S. fighting Big Baby. At the end of the day, that's the equivalent of Deontay Wilder going over to the UK and fighting Dillon White, which he won't do. You got to call spade a spade, man. I'm calling a spade.
You got
spade.
Two UK fighters coming over to the US and eating. Right. And nobody done paid Wilder yet.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, I mean, Smoke, you still there?
Yeah, of course. Oh. I'm still here.
So, you got to go over there and get them, man.
Because I've been trying to interject on this. I talked to someone that works for PVC. Actually, I apologize. They work for Fox, and they told me that the fight is 80% Fury Wilder 2, and it is 100% not being on Fox. So, if you look at what they're trying to do, they're obviously trying to make a pay-per-view star out of one of these dudes. And Wilder. I feel like that Fury signed a deal that will keep him good for a long, long, long time. And to be honest with y'all, y'all got issues with them having different promoters, but fuck that. This is a time where, you know what, if anyone beats AJ or if anyone doesn't, he has three titles. And someone on a different network has the other one. And I guarantee by 2021, they will all be unified.
Well, I mean,
put that out there.
That logic is signal. That logic is stupid to me. You want to make stars. You want to make stars from a dying model. Pay-per-view is like not feasible anymore. Like pay-per-view is a dying model. Why are you trying to make up stars like out of something of a relic?
Right? Yeah, it's funny that PBC is the one that's actually still doing it. Huh.
I caught a smoke signal of what I said earlier, and I'm gonna just put it at that.
Man, with the way everything looking, Joshua Usyk is gonna be next. I'm just way all this shit looking. I'm trying to. All right, what you think?
Joshua said on the Breakfast Club earlier today that he wanna make the Ortiz fight if he can't get Fury or Wilder.
Well, I take that too. Okay. Yeah, I take that. Now that's plausible. Ortiz need to earn it because shit, who the fuck is he fight?
Yo, like, can
shit, I'm gonna stop Wilder? What do you mean?
He didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, buddy.
If Joseph Parker, whatever the fuck his name is, got a shot. Well, he had a belt.
Drew, I get it. Yeah, right. I'm just saying it would be nice to see him fight somebody, you know what I'm saying? In the meantime, somebody.
The heavyweight is not that deep, bro. It's not deep enough.
Ortiz already earned his spot in that tier. Joshua can't be fighting no bum niggas. Like, nah. Ortiz is gonna get his shot. He should. Like, if they didn't want to fight Ortiz
before Wilder fought him.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with y'all. All I'm saying was, in the meantime, Ortiz is racking up wins against bums in the meantime. That's all I'm saying.
He can.
It's not deep. So it's not a deep heavyweight.
You put together Wilder's, so let's say your last six fights, right? You put AJ's last six fights together. Tell me that's not a bum tour. AJ, and I've never met him personally, obviously, but I think AJ is scared to death to fight a dude like Ortiz because Ortiz can counter, and that is Joshua's biggest weakness because he leans forward. So I think if he got Ortiz in there, Ortiz might get him the fuck out of there.
Man, honestly, man, like I said, I didn't tell y'all. I said I had the sidekick of the OG Kush, but I also have, you know what I mean, watching my back to Ciroc. So I got to tell the truth, man. And I'm talking calmly. Yeah, I'm talking calmly right now because I'm just sitting here reminiscing about the fact that I seen Deontay Wilder beat Luis Ortiz, and we're talking about if Anthony Joshua could beat Luis Ortiz. And I remember that just 2 months ago. 2 months ago, though. I seen Deontay Wilder look totally foolish in the ring. Totally against Tyson Fury. Like, he did not know what to do against anybody moving.
Right.
Right. That same Deontay Wilder, however, beat Luis Ortiz.
Slumped
him. Deontay Wilder I seen in December is not beating Anthony Joshua. Not that one. But that guy beat Luis Ortiz.
He was losing that fight, too.
After Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, I really changed because we ain't talked about it. My outlook on the fight now is always skill first. Power means nothing because power is only one way you can win. If you can't knock me out, you see what just happened against Fury. You almost lost your belt. You got the knockout. You had that great power, but it took you all the way to the very end, and you had to knock the man down twice.
Twice.
To get the draw at that. And normally, that's not even normal. That's not even normal to get two knockdowns in the fight, especially a championship fight against high-level competition. So with a fighter like that, I cannot sit here and say that that guy who beat Luis Ortiz, Deontay Wilder, and then turn around and say Anthony Joshua would not be able to beat Luis Ortiz. I think Anthony Joshua would knock Luis Ortiz out because I don't even think that highly of Luis Ortiz anymore.
See, here's
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't trying to shit on Ortiz, but like, what we got to go off of? They're almost beaten.
Y'all are tripping on that one because you could say
I'm trying to be fair, man.
Same thing.
I'm trying to be fair.
If we take away the Wilder fight, what we right? If we take away the Wilder fight, what we got for Ortiz?
I'd say the same thing about
Brian Jennings. We gonna go off him beating Brian Jennings. Like what we got?
The skill.
So what?
Eye test. Eye test rules, baby. The eye test.
When we sit on everybody else's resume, you know what I'm saying? Like he shouldn't be excluded from it. Is what I'm saying.
But I mean, the top guys weren't knocking down his doors. Nobody's knocking down doors to fight Luis Ortiz. Because, you know what I'm saying? He's in that tricky position where he's in the middle. You know, you want to aim the top guys, but the top guys don't want to fight you. So you got to fight the lower guys. So people say, "Oh, you're fighting bums," because the top guys don't want to fight you. So,
wasn't he already mandated to fight Joshua before, and then they took away the mandate?
I told
y'all a long time
before
ago.
Even before that, okay, Luis Ortiz, all right, he went life and death with Wilder, and likewise for Wilder. Joshua washes Luis Ortiz on what planet?
You can't ask a question and then not get the response.
But let me speak my piece. So Ortiz is so much more technically sound than Anthony Joshua, and Joshua has power and quickness over him, but Joshua exposes himself when he Joshua exposes himself when he puts his entire weight into a punch, and Luis Ortiz is a counterpuncher.
And Ortiz exposed himself when he got hit.
Bro, what is...
When he got
hit. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
He didn't box for shit, but he managed to find Ortiz's chin a couple times. Mm.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That
skill means nothing. You can't win. Right, his skill meant nothing. We just seen Deontay Wilder's skill level against Tyson Fury, Smoke. Let me speak my piece now. You speak yours. Let me speak mine. We just seen him versus Tyson Fury. Deontay Wilder looked totally lost versus Tyson Fury. The same Tyson Fury, I would think you would say Luis Ortiz is more skilled than, but yet Luis Ortiz got knocked out. Anthony Joshua's infinitely more skilled than Deontay Wilder. Infinitely. There is no way Anthony Joshua would look lost throwing one punch at a time versus Tyson Fury. We just seen this. We can't sit here and pretend, oh, this is Deontay Wilder coming off the knockout to Luis Ortiz, coming off the knockout to... No, this is Deontay Wilder that almost lost his belt 2 months ago. That's coming off a raw to Tyson Fury.
All right, y'all. We got 5 minutes left before we wrap up.
We got to keep it real, man.
Special shout out to Smoke for having no hands when Luis Ortiz threw his ring wear at him, and he missed it, and the dude behind him, right next to him, brought it home. No, you could have sold that shit or something, framed it.
Yeah, we gonna talk.
It was his fight jacket. I got the video. I still got the video too.
Damn, Smoke.
Yeah, I bet you do. We gonna talk about that offline. Yeah, for real. you know, you fall for even saying something like that. And I'm not joking. But anyway, yeah, you hear the tone of my voice, it instantly changed. But anyway,
dog got
anyway,
dropsies.
So Luis Ortiz hasn't faced shit and so on and so forth. He only did so well against Wilder. So who else besides Fury has done well against Wilder, right?
No, that's not Ortiz, that's, you can't, that can't be a serious question. We've Luis seen many Ortiz fighters do well against,
right,
against, we saw Gerald, against Deontay Wilder until they got knocked out.
We saw
that's not a serious question at all.
And I said this over and over again. Me and News used to go back and forth. I said this before about Wilder's skill level. He's not a skilled fighter.
We just seen it against Tyson Fury. Anybody that's going to argue that Deontay Wilder is skilled, we just seen how limited he was.
Gerald Washington was outboxing him.
Yeah, so like, Fury, bad.
Was outboxing
Fury
him.
Is bad.
Outboxed real bad. Him for 10 out of 12 rounds.
11 out of 12, pretty much. 12 out of 12, for real.
He got caught.
Punch here and there.
Man, when Fury got up in that from that last knockdown, he came and backed Wilder up some.
Yeah, he right was. Right, yeah, right.
You got to keep it real, bro. Like, I've seen Wilder fight in person twice. I spent money on him. I ain't talking about him. I seen him fighting twice. At the end of the day, he's limited. I'm not about to sit here and say a gold medalist who has 3 of the 4 heavyweight championship belts, who is infinitely more skilled than him, could not beat the same guy that he beat. Like is that what we're going to argue on the fade hour? We ain't arguing on the fade hour. We're not arguing that. That's not even real life. Like,
oh my God,
Anthony Joshua is way more skilled than Deontay Wilder. But yet Deontay Wilder knocked out Luis Ortiz. Luis Ortiz, for all the countering and everything we're saying, it didn't even work against Deontay Wilder. So how would it work against somebody who's more skilled?
So go back, and you were at that fight.
I was at that fight at that. And so I was at the fight.
We got three minutes before we wrap it up. Go ahead.
What happened in the round before the knockout?
Bro, what happened in the fight, man? Did Luis Ortiz win or lose, man? You're talking about a round here or there. He didn't win round to win the fight. Smokey lost.
He got buzzed, but he didn't go down.
He never put Wilder down once.
He didn't put him down.
But he's going to beat Anthony Joshua, man. Get Luis Ortiz out of here. Get him a win. I would like to see him against Joshua, just like I was saying, Big Baby. That don't mean that he's actually competition for Joshua.
Yeah.
He barely was competition for Deontay Wilder, who's limited. He got knocked out.
I'm going to say this.
I don't know.
On Anthony Joshua, Luis Ortiz fight would be great. And I think it would bring a lot of an excitement to the heavyweight division. But all that being said, we're all really looking forward to fucking Fury Wilder too, and then Anthony Joshua is fighting Big Baby.
Right.
And I wish he was fighting Ortiz. And I think that's really what I'm trying to get across. Whether Ortiz would win or not, you know, that's in the cards. But I think it would be a much better fight than Joshua Big Baby Miller.
Well, hold on, Pete. Well, you got some final thoughts?
I don't even know right now.
Go ahead and drop it, man. Just let it out, bro.
Hey, we started at 20, didn't we?
I know, right? That's why I said we got like 2 minutes left. So I went ahead and go
right now, but it is. Nah, what it is.
Speak it. Nah, you got to speak it. It's the fade hour, man.
I've been drinking a little bit, so I'm just like, whatever.
Nah, speak it. That's what we here for.
Like, I got so lost in your combo. No, I'm saying I'm drinking something, and I got lost in your combo, and I'm just like, I'm listening.
Bottom line is, Femi is the god heavyweight, and he's going to rule this goddamn division.
You talking like that nigga Donald.
Fury's going to be growing lost in cocaine and his mental illness. Femi is going to rule this goddamn division.
Pat, I fought with you, but the last time you was talking like this was the Triple G Canelo shit, bro. And it ain't end well for us, bro. It ain't end well for us, bro. It didn't end well for us, dog.
I predicted when Joshua was actually become heavyweight champion.
Who?
Who did you say? Canelo versus who?
Man. Who?
All I know is
gone.
I predicted what I said over and over. Wilder struggles. You know, I said Wilder was was a limited fighter when you guys were caping. You know, I said a lot of shit that came true, and the Triple G shit can still come true. So that's the end of the line for Triple G.
No, man, that ain't how predictions work. Predictions don't work that way. Predictions can't be wrong and then allowed to come back and be right afterward.
Yeah, you hedging your bets.
That's a different thing.
He's retired.
Oh, Skip Bayless ass motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, y'all, man. Hey, you know, this has been another episode of The Fade Out. Again, thank y'all for listening live. Let's kick it around the room. Everybody just drop a little final thought or whatever. And then, as usual, News going to go ahead and take us home, man.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Smoke. You can follow me at Free Smoke Boxing. But if you follow me, follow the rest of the homies because it's an entire squad. It's your boy, Smoke. Holla.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's Pat Scorp, the New England representative, man. And, you know me, I just be everywhere, man. And just, especially on the webs, you know, just type in PA and it'll take you there. You know what I'm saying? But nah, for real, I mean, just check me on the Ring Gang Radio stuff, man. Check me on my own Instagram, Bigger Pat. You know, yep. You know, we everywhere, man. I'm everywhere. So that's all I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, P. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bodega Boxing. You already know.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for your time. At The Champ Side on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah, man. This again, this your host, Maul, Bruising Boxing. Who is it? DeGale and Eubank. We don't really, yeah. Well, we'll watch, but we'll talk about y'all later.
Simply the next.
we're more concerned about seeing DeGale's sister than seeing DeGale.
Right. Hey, she's fine too.
We'll go ahead, News.
Yeah, man. Once again, y'all, this your boy News representing Ringside Rave all day. Y'all know what it is with me, man. I like to thank my fellas for coming out with me, you know, joining for another episode of the Fade Hour. Live episode. I actually liked it, you know what I mean? I think we're gonna do more of these or make it more consistent. I probably like it doing it this way, so I think we're gonna do more of these. Make sure y'all keep staying tuned with Ringside Rave on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic. Make sure y'all check out Late Night News, and we just got more coming at y'all, man. So, like, once again, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. It's another episode of The Fade Hour, and we out.
All right, one.
One.
All right, one.